So just continuing to settle in for this process. This process to help you heal your 3P patterns, to help you heal and balance these patterns, because none of these patterns, perfection, people pleasing, or pretending to be superhuman, are bad. It's just that they've gotten too extreme and they need to come back into balance. So making sure you're in a comfortable position, sitting or lying down, eyes closed. And you may want to start with a hand on your chest and a hand on your belly, or anywhere else you feel guided to place your hands at first. We may be moving our hands later. So just taking a few moments, just breathing in and out of your body. And as you're focusing on your breath, let's just call in something bigger, your higher levels, to support this process. And pick one of the P's to work with today. And every time you do this process, you may pick a different one. So pick whichever P is really, you're really struggling with today. It might be perfection. It might be people pleasing. It might be pretending to be superhuman. So once you pick your P, just set the intention to support this part of you to heal and to come back into balance. That is the intention for the process. So just stating that silently or out loud. And now we're going to call in this part of you. The part of you that feels like he or she has to be perfect, has to please others, or has to pretend to be superhuman in all the ways that that looks. So let's just invite in, call in this part of you. And letting this part of you know this is a safe container, a safe space. He or she is not in trouble. This is a very safe, loving container, and you just want to help this part of you to heal and find balance. And as you invite this part of you in, just noticing how old this part of you is. You might even ask, how old are you? And you might hear a certain age. You might see an image of yourself, the younger version of yourself, and take a guess at how old of this part of you is, just so you know who you're talking to. And you may invite this part of you to sit in your lap or sit next to you. There's no right or wrong way to do this, whatever you feel guided to. And as you hold this part of you, maybe in your lap or sitting next to you with your arm around it, just beginning to breathe in compassion for this part of you. Breathing in compassion. Knowing that this part of you took on this pattern for a very good reason. Maybe to get love, maybe to get approval, praise. Perhaps to not get rejected or criticized or worse, abused physically or sexually. Humiliated, embarrassed. So just honoring this part of you for a moment and breathing in compassion for this part of you. and why he or she had to take on this pattern. And just be aware of any emotions that are coming up, any feelings in the body, and just placing your hand on the body wherever you might feel this emotion, this feeling in the body that is coming up with this process that we're doing. So just placing your hand on the area of the body and continue to breathe in compassion while continuing to breathe out, releasing any judgment of this part of you. Any judgment or criticism, maybe shame, anger at this part of you. Yeah. And then we're going to ask this part of you, what are they afraid of? If they don't please others, if they don't do it perfect, walk on eggshells, if they disappoint people, if you speak your truth, maybe it's you have to stay busy or work really hard to prove yourself. What is this part of you afraid that if he or she doesn't do that, that what will happen? So just let this part of you express the fear. I won't be safe. I'll disappoint them and be alone, shunned. I won't get the raise or the promotion. I'll be humiliated and I won't, people won't want to work with me. They'll say bad things about me and then nobody will want to work with me. So what is this part of you most afraid of? And just hear this part of you. Continuing to breathe and listen. Breathing in compassion. And beginning to breathe out and release this fear from the body. This limiting belief, this fear that you have been holding in your body. So breathing in compassion for this part of you, totally acknowledging why this 6-year-old, 8-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old, however old this part of you is, acknowledging yes. Yes, that was true then. So you are so, of course you would have this fear. That is normal. So breathing in that compassion, that understanding. And then as you breathe out and begin to release the fear from every cell of your body, we're just now telling this part of you, you know what? Now we're adults. Things are different. I'm here to protect you. I can keep you safe. If somebody criticizes you, I can handle it. I'll help you through it. Nobody can hurt you anymore, physically, sexually. If some people don't like you, other people will. We're not just confined to our family anymore or to our class at school anymore. We're adults now, and there are millions of people on the planet to play with that will accept us and love us for who we truly are. People that we don't have to do things we don't want to do, or we don't have to be perfect. We can just be us. And it's okay if we say no or set boundaries now. And we don't have to push ourselves so hard physically So just beginning to gently speak out loud or silently this truth to this part of you. With gentleness and compassion, just beginning to tell this part of you what is now true. You'll never be alone again. There's always people that are here that are going to come, yes, into your life, and some might go out of your life, but the new people will come in again. Friends, clients, partners. You don't have to be perfect. You are safe now with me. I'm an adult now, and I will keep you safe. I will love you no matter what. I promise to not criticize you anymore, no matter what you do or don't do. And you don't have to push. We don't have to push ourselves so hard anymore. There is no perfect. We don't have to take care of other people anymore. We don't have to be the peacekeeper or the mediator. And if we cause conflict, if conflict happens around us or we cause it, we are capable. I am capable of handling that now. We might even leave the situation. We don't have to stay and put up with crap anymore. So just gently soothing this part of you with the words it needs to hear most, while continuing to breathe out and release all of the fear from every cell of your body. And as you breathe in, replacing all of that fear with safety and love and the truth. And doing this for several more moments, speaking, breathing in what is true. You are loved, you are safe, you are capable. You'll never be alone again. And breathing out and releasing all of those fears and limiting beliefs that have kept you stuck in this 3P pattern. It is no longer serving you, and it is time to be released, brought back into balance. Just taking a few moments to notice how you are feeling. How this younger child part of you is now feeling. Is she feeling more calm, more safe? And just asking him or her, is there anything that they need from you? Anything they need you to do or stop doing? What do they need, want most from you right now? They might want a hug. They might want to do something fun tonight when the class is done. They might actually want to go and tell somebody something they've been afraid to say. Now that they're feeling safe, who knows what they will want to do? Now that they know that you're there to protect them and that you're capable, who knows? They might feel safe enough to go play, to put their creative project out there, to go teach and speak, to limitless possibilities. So just asking this part of you, what would they most love to do now? Or what would they like to stop doing that they've been doing just to please somebody else? Maybe they'll tell you they don't want to go somewhere for Thanksgiving or Christmas, or that they do want to go somewhere different than what the plan was. So just taking a few moments to ask this part of you what it wants, what it doesn't want, what it would like to do or not do moving forward, now that it's feeling safe and capable and loved just as they are. And whenever that feels complete, just again breathing in compassion and gratitude for yourself, for this part of you. And breathing out, big breath out, any remaining residue of fear, worry, those belief systems, limiting belief systems that have kept you stuck in your extreme 3P. And finish by giving yourself a big hug. And saying, I love you. I'm so proud of you. And I'm always here for you no matter what. And then opening your eyes.